Well, hello. Good evening. Good morning, maybe. Good afternoon. Good night. Whatever you're doing, whatever time of day or night I am catching you, just know that it is way past midnight, and I am laying in my bed having this insane race of thoughts. And you know those thoughts. We all have them. You're tired, you want to just lay your head and rest and relax and recharge. But it's impossible, because you have this monologue going in your head about whatever. And that is the idea for me, to talk about those things. Whatever comes to my mind, I will talk about it. And I hope you will join me, and I hope we will have the conversation and maybe learn something from each other. So, welcome to Kiss in Bed. So, I was wondering what to start my podcast with, and I had a lot of ideas for a good starter, but then something was coming to me throughout past weeks, and it's becoming a really clear subject that I would love to talk about. And it is about loving yourself and just accepting who you are, so you are able to live your fucking life. So today's my first podcast episode's name, title, will be just Live a Little, for fuck's sakes. What it comes down to is we all have those conceptions of what we should be, what we would like to be, and most of those are based on simply what we were taught was good. And as generic as it sounds, yes, media, TV, freaking social media those days, fashion magazines, the whole of fashion industry, all of that tells us exactly who we are supposed to be. To the point of even having now freaking foundation for your body. As much as I can really appreciate that for a plethora of reasons, I find it ridiculous and also terrifying that we as women, we have one more thing to worry about. Because we already have to fucking wear makeup, have our hair perfectly done. We all have those things that are meant to be a certain way, so we feel accepted by society. And now we also have to worry about that, if our complexion is flawless. And I thought, oh, that's ridiculous. But then I was talking to my friend, and it is summer now, and it is really, really hot. And I myself, as a rather full-figured, or as you can say, fat girl, I have come to loving myself to the point that I don't really care. I think I have cross this like threshold of needing to fit, because I don't fit in any way. So I don't have to worry about those norms, because I don't fit in them, and I'm not even close. At least that's how I see that. So back to this friend. She said, oh yeah, you know, I would wear this shirt, but it was like, or was it a dress? Who cares? It was something that was uncovering her back. And she said, oh, I would love to wear that, but I have some like acne, bruises, whatever. So I will not. It's fucking 35, 40 degrees. It's summer. She's 20 something years old. She's young. But she is making herself suffer, feel hot and sweaty, just because of few spots on her back, few skin blemishes that probably no one else would notice. And even if they did, they wouldn't bother, and like they probably wouldn't care enough to point it out. And she's just putting that on hold until she's able to I don't know, afford the laser removal, who knows what. So she's able to you know, to be less dressed. And I thought, okay, maybe this is just this one person's idea of herself. Maybe that's not something that would repeat. But then someone else said, oh, I love your jumpsuit, but oh, it's too short for me. Says a woman with freaking legs of a giraffe. Like, she, I'm not judging her style or anything like that, not my kind of person, but at the same time, she has freaking legs for days, very lean. She's a bigger girl, but like, what's wrong with that? But she's still very well in the norms of being bigger girl, and she has great legs. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You have great legs. And she's like, oh yeah, you know, but I have those like spiders and veins and whatever. I'm like, I have fucking veins, I don't care. And she's like, oh yeah, but you know, I wouldn't feel comfortable, I would feel ashamed. Fucking 35 degrees, and she's wearing pants so she can cover like one vein that no one would notice. Then my gorgeous, gorgeous friends are about to go on holiday, and they look freaking, because it's a multiple case, they look amazing. I probably would kill to look like that at a certain point in my life. And they're like, oh, I would love to wear this swimsuit, but I still have to like lose 5 kg, but that's probably impossible, blah 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 blah. And where I'm going with this is, I don't know, maybe because, as I said, I have passed this threshold of fitting in like those norms, whatever they are, I don't give a fuck, and I feel so good. And probably because of that, because I am not any longer defined by any norm, there is no like boundary for me, because obviously I am fat, and obviously it's way more than 5 kg that I need to lose. So what? Will I wait? For what? Maybe I will never lose my weight. You know, like, and who fucking cares? I am, like, life is so short. You never know what comes next. You never know what will happen tomorrow. Do you really want to put your life on hold for the moment your hair goes, for the moment you don't have these acne scars, for the moment you're fucking, I don't know, you're tanned for the moment you lose those 5 or 25 kgs. That moment might never come. And even if you lose those 5 kgs, you would find something else that would stop you from living your life. And it's beyond my understanding how, why, simply why we are doing this to ourselves. Because from my experience, people are so accepting of me, for example. And yes, of course, I had some like minor insecurities on the way and people being rude to me and whatever. But majority of people I meet and majority of contacts I have are people like loving me and praising me and being very nice to me, very honest as well, but constructive when it's needed. But no one is judging me, no one is burning me at the stake for having fat thighs and wearing shorts. I am not an activist in no way. I have just learned after a long, 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 long life of having those insecurities. I have just learned that it doesn't matter. None of this matters. And I know it's easy to say that and less doable to just like come to it and understand. But we are wasting so much energy and so much time. We are losing moments because of those insecurities, because of acne scars, because of birthmark hair in places that they shouldn't be. Oh, I don't know how much sense I'm making on the way, but I'm very moved by this and it is still a new thing coming to me almost every night that I'm going to bed. And I am falling asleep, and those thoughts are coming as usual. And lately, they have all been about that. How grateful I am to have come to this place. And what's ironic about it is that I had to gain so much weight to understand that. I had to come to this place to understand all of that. Because 10 kilos ago, I was as fat as I am now, but still, I had some illusions about it. At this point, I feel accepted by myself. And because if I didn't, I would probably have to kill myself. Because I have all those things that these people are complaining about. I have hair in places hair shouldn't be. I have fat in places fat shouldn't be. I have short hair. I have, by my own will, by the way, I have ton of tattoos. I am super loud visually. I'm also pretty gorgeous in my opinion, but that might be bias. But come on. I remember trying to cover up, and I remember those summers where I would kill myself more than, rather than wear shorts, for example. I would sweat my ass off, like literally sweat dripping down my thighs and my back and my face just to make sure I'm not offending anyone with my bare legs. And there was so much, like, I think I was like 2/3 of what I am now. And still, I had so much issues with that. And I remembered all those things that I wouldn't do just because of that. Not go, not enjoy my life, not go to a party, not go to see someone because I was terrified of the idea of dressing myself, going out and sweating and just being afraid of someone noticing me and making a comment. That's the point of that. I didn't want to be noticed. But over the years, as ironic as it is, I have continued to make myself more visible. And also, I have gained weight at the same time. So you could think that it would get worse for me, but my self-esteem has increased with my weight. And for a long time, I have dropped the idea of losing weight, of getting healthier, or whatever. And now that I have accepted myself fully, and I wear whatever I want, I walk however I want, I go into places I want to go, I see people I want to see, I date the kind of men I like, handsome guys that I would probably think 20 kilos ago that are way out of my league. I do those things now, and I have never been fatter than I am now. And I started to lose weight. Naturally, I want to be healthy, I eat healthy, and I think what makes it possible is that I don't want to lose weight for the wrong reasons. I don't want to fit in to a societal norm. I don't want to make sure that people are okay with how I look, who I am. I am thinking about my health. That's the only thing. There is no other reason for me. Of course, I would lie if I say that I'm not feeling better knowing that I have lost 4 kilos in the past 3 weeks and almost 10 centimeters in my stomach. Like, of course, it's satisfying, but I think it's more of a satisfaction coming from being able to reach something that you weren't able to reach for years. And now that I do it, I am so calm about it. And I'm so calm about wearing a swimsuit. I'm so calm about wearing shorts and tight top and having my arms and my thighs out. Where my friends that look like freaking models in my eyes are perfectly fine, having great figures. They worry about this, like, centimeters of their dresses, of scars on their backs, or of, I don't know, veins coming on their leg. Like, those things that really don't matter at all. Because people don't see them. If you don't see them as issue, no one else will see it as an issue. Of course, there might be an asshole here or there that has to compensate for their own shitty life by shitting over you. But if you don't care, this shit doesn't stick. It just goes over. It doesn't touch you. Doesn't even bother you. I wish so bad that my friends would understand how amazing life can be when you don't care. And I think that if my friends, my mother, my sister, if I have those women in my life that feel like that, and each and every one of them has those issues, I'm thinking there are so many more of you that feel like that, that feel that a scar on the leg or bruises on your thighs or whatever, that those things should stop you, or that you're fat, or that you have 5 kilos weight that you think you shouldn't have, and you wait for something to change, and the change never comes because you're so unhappy that you will never let the change into your life. Because let me tell you, being uncomfortable can be one of the most comfortable places and the most safe places. Because you learn to build up around you, and you feel guarded, and you feel, this is what you know, this is safe. And oftentimes people think of change, and they think immediately of something bad happening with change. Change always brings sacrifices, of course. But every change is bringing something good as well, even if you don't see it at the moment. So, I don't know how to help women to understand that. I really don't. And I feel like I have discovered a freaking secret of life, you know, of joy, of living. And I feel so bad for women in my life that, I don't know, even my mom, she's freaking stunning. She doesn't even look like her age, if that matters in any way, but she's gorgeous. She carries herself beautifully with grace and charisma. People love her. But she also has those insecurities that stop her from being fully free, fully herself. My sister looks like she's stunning as well. She had babies coming out of her, and like, as awful as that sounded, as you probably can tell, I am not the most motherly person. But my point is, women that look great and according to the norms, and nothing is wrong with them, and they ask me, oh, don't you think I look fat in that? I should fucking take offense in this sentence. Because I fucking look fat. Do I bother you with that? Of course not. Because I am just living my life. Because even my friends think that I am, like, beyond those norms. Like, oh, I'm sorry that I'm saying that I'm fat, but of course, you know, it's not about you. Well, of course, first of all, obviously it's not about me, it's about your insecurities, but they think of being fat, for example, as something wrong. But because they love me so much, and because they like me as a human and a whole person, like my character, my soul, and with my body, they see me as a person, as a whole. They don't see me as fat body. So they don't even connect that to me. And that's so interesting. I wish we would be able to look at others with so much love that we can... No, the other way. I wish that we would be able to look at others... No, stop it. Ugh, come on. I'm telling you, it's after midnight. I have to wake up in 5 hours or even less. So let me just finish that. Let's love ourselves with the same freedom, openness, empathy as we love each other and others and strangers. Just accept yourself. So, I hope that this midnight ramble with Kiss in bed, myself, had make any sense for you and gave you at least a thought maybe worth reconsidering the next time that you're looking at yourself in the mirror and to see how freaking gorgeous you are, how lucky you are, how able you are, how much you can do with your life, how you've been blessed, because I'm sure you are. We all are. We just choose not to see it. Yeah. Have a good night, good day, or whatever time of day it is. I hope you enjoyed my first episode of my midnight podcast, and I will talk to you soon, I'm sure, sooner than later, and yeah, love yourself. Good night, good morning, goodbye.